Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you an edifying teaching today. Be a Caleb. I think you're going to like this. Be a Caleb. Yeah, yesterday I met a man in a park. Was with Brother Kuhl and Sister Amin. We were walking through. Brother Kuhl had a gospel sign. And we were just talking to people. And this man called out to us. And he said, come over, you're giving out gospel stuff. He saw our van with signs all over it. And I started talking to him, and he seemed like a seeker. But then something strange happened. His name was Caleb. And I said, what's your name? He said, Caleb. He said, in the middle of me explaining the gospel and going through truth with him, he said, what did Caleb do? Who is Caleb? And he got all fleshly and angry. And I said, wow, you're really getting fleshly. And I wouldn't answer his questions on demand the way he wanted. I started to tell him about Caleb, and then he just jumped all over me. Long story short, it didn't end well. We walked away from him. But I thought, hey, maybe God brought that as a good point. Let's look up and talk about Caleb. Who was Caleb? And why should we be like Caleb? By the way, got an audio of that man. It'll be going up on our next witnessing blast that Sister Amin puts up. So who was Caleb and why should we be like Caleb? Well, Caleb was an Israelite. He was one of the spies sent into the land to scout that God had promised he was going to give to Israel. Numbers 13, 6 and 16. And of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, however you say that. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Oshea, the son of Nun, Joshua, or Jehoshua. So it was Joshua and Caleb and other men who were faithful. Well, excuse me. There was a bunch of spies that went in, but Joshua and Caleb were the faithful men, this is important, that agreed with God that they should take the land. Caleb wanted to go in and possess it. He believed God, but the others, Joshua was with him, the others and Israel feared, and they did not want to take the land. Numbers 13:30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. He believed God. God said, you'll take the land, you'll overtake your enemies. Caleb wanted to go do it, so did Joshua. And all the people of Israel were afraid. They even talked about going back to Egypt. And here's something. Because of the bold stance of Joshua and Caleb, they spoke up for the Lord's promise. It risked their own lives. The people wanted to stone them. Let me read this to you. Numbers 14, 1 through 2 and 4 through 11. And all the congregation lifted their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. And they said one to another, let us make a captain, let us return to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through and search it is exceedingly good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. So here's the words of Caleb and Joshua, strong men of God, bold, standing for the promises of God. And Israel said, but all the congregation bade to stone them with stones to silence them. Bold men of God, standing for God's promises, saying, we can do this. God wants us to do it. And the other religious people, Israel, wanted to kill them, stone them. I can kind of relate to that in a small way. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I've shown among them? So God was with them, but the people of Israel were against God and against his promise. But Caleb stood for the Lord, stood for what the Lord promised. He did not waver. Joshua 14:7 and 8. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord God. So these other spies convinced Israel, we can't do it. There's giants in the land. We'll never do it. And Caleb and Joshua said, we believe the Lord. We can do it. This is why we should be like a Caleb. Caleb, along with Joshua, were faithful to God's truth. They stood against an entire nation, and God blessed them for it in the end. Numbers 14, 22, 24. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice. Surely they say, not see the land which I swear unto the fathers. Wait, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall they of them provoke me it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Yeah, Caleb had the spirit of the Lord. He had a different spirit. The people were of fear, rebellion, turning back. Caleb was of power. Hey, it reminds me of the New Testament. Power and a strong mind, right? Love, power, not fear, right? So Caleb was for the Lord. God, I always use this. I have an article on my teaching blog, two of them, on few. Caleb and Joshua were two of 600,000 men that God allowed to go into the Holy Land. Everyone else was killed off in the desert. Two out of 600,000, and Joshua and Caleb were blessed to enter in as they were faithful. That's amazing to think of, two out of 600,000. We did the numbers one day. That's like 1,500 people out of 330 million in America. Interesting statistics there. So I hope by these scriptures, you know the reasons you should be like Caleb. He was faithful to God. He believed God. He didn't go with the religious masses. He had zeal for God. He had courage to stand. He was bold and not a fearful, timid coward. He obeyed God in every way. He risked everything for God. He risked his life for the truth of God. He didn't allow other weak, religious, fearful, timid men to change his faith. He endured to the end in a strong faith, glorifying God. What a great example for all of us, this Caleb and even Joshua. Numbers 32:12. Save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. Wholly. That word in the Greek, mala, it means to fully. I think one of the other verses used the word fully. Fully follow the Lord. That should be you. That should be me. That's why, if you claim Christ, that's why you want to be like Caleb and Joshua. Caleb fully followed the Lord and followed him wholly. I hope that blessed you today. Be a Caleb, be a Noah, be a John the Baptist, be a Paul, be a Peter. Most important, be like Christ. He's coming to part the clouds. Have you repented to the shed blood of Jesus Christ? Have you been born again by the Spirit of God? Are you walking in all holiness and obedience and truth and God's word and promises? And are you enduring to the end? That's how you can be like Caleb. That's how you can be like the other great men of God. I'm here to help you at don'tperish.com. Check it out, all the resources. Till next time, the Lord lets me come again. May God be praised.